This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to another guest coming to the Palmerston North Comedy Festival. This is Advait Kirtikar. How's it going, Advait? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. No worries at all. Now, can you let people know what this show of yours is called and roughly what it's about?
So the show's called I'm Working On It. So it's a new work in progress show that I'm working on new material, trying to get it ready for, you know, other festivals around New Zealand and eventually the comedy festival that's happening in May. So this year I'm a Billy T nominee, so I've got to prep a new show for that. So this is part of that process. I'm just getting that ready to go.
That's cool. I didn't realize that there was, I mean, I'm not locked into comedy at all, but I didn't realize there was a requirement as a Billy T nominee that you had to put together a new show as part of that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You pitch a show to the judges late in the last year, so October, November, was it? You pitch a show concept, you pitch yourself, you say, this is what I'm doing as a comedian, this is what my career prospects are, and then they'll interview a little bit for a bit to find out what you're like as a person in a comic and what your show's about, more details about that. And then we'll do a little gala presentation, like, so we'll do, you know, 7-minute spot of our best material, and based on those few criteria that they have, and then they'll figure out who they want to nominate. And then I was lucky enough or grateful enough to be picked, I guess. Yeah,
that's really cool. So the title of the show, I'm Working On It, that's obviously a reference to it being, you know, new material that you're putting together. Is this show part of, I guess, like a series of shows where you're working on material to go into this Billy T nomination thing?
Yes, I've been doing a couple other shows. I did a show in Christchurch a couple of weeks ago, just as my first hour of running this new news jokes on there. So went all right. So I'm hoping to make some improvements from that show to the next one I'm doing in Palmy next week or this weekend. So hopefully, you know, there's been work since the last one and been some progress, but we'll see.
Nice. It's good to know that I guess, you know, there's upsides and downsides to each point in a process like that. Sometimes it's neat to get to see things right at the start, but sometimes it's also nice to see them, like, you know, one or two steps into their evolution. Are you finding that there's like a theme emerging with the stuff you're working on, or did you have a theme in mind when you set out?
So there's a broad theme. So eventually the show I pitched to the judges was about finding a girl at the rock climbing gym. So, I mean, there's a long story behind it. You have to come to the show to figure out what the story is, because I don't want to give away the ending. So, but it's based on that story. And that's the through line through the story. And it's, in general, it's just about, you know, finding love and romance and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, all the cheesy stuff that's there. That's pretty cliche that in some ways, but I got to try and find my own angle to it, you know? So,
well, that's part of it. I mean, you know, that's like, My area is, rather than comedy, is music, and sure. If you're working in Western music, you have 12 notes, and there are only so many like permutations that you can put them in, particularly once you start thinking about like a scale has fewer of those. Like, there's only, if you want the art that you're making to be relatable to people, there are only so many places you can start from.
Sure.
Otherwise, people are going to be approaching you as a space alien rather than a person, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get that in my day-to-day life, so that's fine. Yeah.
I mean, can you go into that a little bit more? That's a fascinating thing to say.
Oh, right. Yeah, so I'm on the autism spectrum, so sometimes I feel like I'm not quite human, so yeah.
I find it
kind of really hard to relate to some people sometimes. I was like, oh, what is this guy up to, you know?
There's a term from a book that one of these sort of famous early books by someone on the spectrum where they described themselves as like an anthropologist from Mars trying figure out what all of these people are up to.
Yeah, it's sometimes referred to as alien syndrome. So yeah, it's a common experience of people on the spectrum to be like, I'm much of an outsider, you know? Yeah.
Is that a thing that steered you into comedy, trying to kind of assess what people are up to and what's going on?
Not really. I mean, I guess I notice things that are a bit odd and just think about them a bit more than probably a normal person might do. So I guess you find the funny in things when you overanalyze things like that and overanalyze observations you make about people. So I guess it is. It wasn't a conscious thing, but it's just like, I guess.
I was asking was, you know, one of the things that a particular style of comedian will do is kind of deliberately overthink stuff in order to find new angles on something that people generally don't think too much about. If you already had an incentive to overthink things, then that might steer you in that direction.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely helped.
Now, if people are listening to this and they'd like to get a sense of you know, what you're like on stage and what your material's like, and because I've looked at the program for the Comedy Festival and, you know, geez, there's a lot of stuff on. If someone made it to every single thing, that would be an inhuman achievement. So if people want to get a sense of what you're like, are there places they can find you online? Is there video floating around?
I've got some stuff on YouTube you can check out, so that gives me a pretty good sense of what kind of comedy I do. And this is it's quite dry and low energy kind of style comedy, if you're into that kind of stuff. I mean, you bring the energy, I'll bring the jokes, is what I say, you know? Yeah.
Excellent. And so when is, because as I say, there's a lot of stuff happening. When's your particular session?
So mine's on Saturday the 3rd at the Globe Theatre at 6:45. So yeah, the early show.
Cool. And have you been through Palmy before?
Yeah, I've been to a few gigs around Palmy sporadically throughout the years. So yeah, nothing consistent, but I've been around. Yeah.
Excellent. So you're, I guess, pre-connected with the local Palmy comedy people somewhat.
Yeah, I know the comedy scene, the people who run the show and run the festival. So I've met up with them, and they come to Wellington sometimes. So yeah, keep in touch.
Excellent. I mean, that is a thing that I've noticed in talking to a few people who are coming through with this festival, is that I guess because, you know, New Zealand is smaller and there are only so many places that you can do this stuff, that the comedy scene is much more like interconnected between city and city than, for example, music is. You know, there's a lot more going and doing stuff in Wellington, or people from Wellington coming to Palmy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think you need to get out of the city to get out, you know, like test material, make sure it's funny everywhere, you know, because everyone's got a different sense of humor, so you got to make sure you appeal to as broad, especially early on when you got to try and build an audience, you want to try and appeal to as many people as you can without obviously compromising your own style and sense of humor. But yeah,
I mean, you could, there's compromising, but there's also kind of like polishing down to get like nearer to the core of whatever the thing is.
Yeah, you know? refining it as much as you can. Yeah, finding the jokes that actually work.
I mean, you said a thing in passing, and I don't know if that was just a thing you said in passing, or if it's a thing that's real. It hadn't occurred to me that New Zealand was old enough as a country with cities to have like stuff that would work in one region and not in another. Is that a thing?
I think it's a little bit of a thing. I mean, Wellington's obviously a bit more liberal than, say, Auckland or something like that, or the regions even. So yeah, you got to be a bit more careful what you say in Wellington. Sometimes people can get offended a bit more easily out here, but I mean, that's part of the game. You know, got to find the line, then push it if you can. You know, that's part of the fun of doing comedy.
It's like, it's about can I stick the landing on this particular thing?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the most exciting jokes happen, to be honest. Like some of the best sets I've had have been pushing the line, and it's just, yeah, I love it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking today, Advait. Can you just quickly remind people you're on early in the festival? It's the 3rd, yeah?
Yep, 3rd, Saturday the 3rd at the Globe Theatre at 6:45. So
Excellent. Well, I hope you get a great turnout.
Oh, thank you very much.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.